Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us right now over the phone to talk about yesterday's action, we have head coach Ammon Bennett. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Always look forward to it.
Well, Coach, you are actually on the road right now in Las Vegas. Both the guys and the girls will actually play one more game tomorrow. We'll start by talking about what happened yesterday. Now, the girls did get a victory. The guys suffered a 2-0 loss. Let's start by talking about the guys this season, because they've been in two games that they've lost since the blue and white scrimmage. In fact, if we go back to that August 22nd game against Western Wyoming, I mean, that's a heartbreaker. So, all in all, if you assess the way the guys have played, I mean, are you happy with where they're at? Joining us right now over the phone to talk about yesterday's action,
yeah,
we have head coach Ammon Bennett. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you. Well, Coach, you are actually
talented,
on the road right now in Las Vegas. Both the guys
not,
and the girls will actually play one more game tomorrow.
Right now,
we'll start by talking about what happened yesterday. Now, the girls didn't get a victory. The guys suffered a 2-0 loss. Let's start by talking about the guys this season, because they've been in two games that they've lost since the blue and white scrimmage. In fact, if we go back to that August 22nd game against Western Wyoming, I mean, that's a heartbreaker. So, all in all, if you assess the way the guys have played, I mean, are you happy with where they're at?
Certain parts of the field, but if you don't
we're happy where the way to come back to and that's what happened.
We've got a group of guys that are talented, multiple times before
their first goal.
If that's the team, we were better than them.
Played fast, so they're progressing. They're moving along the right direction.
The only complaint is much better than they were 10 days ago.
How would you assess his play in the way that he's performed for you guys in Greece?
As far as the non-league season goes,
Coach, obviously this is where you guys will prep for what's ahead as far as the Scenic West Athletic Conference in Region 18 goes, which is right around the corner. Knowing that there's so much competition in this conference in such little time, and we talked to Vice Chancellor Craig Dort about that earlier in the week, and just how this conference has really grown in such a short period of time, where do you see this guy's team fitting in from what you've been able to see so far this year?
I think you're going to see a lot of games where we're going to be, or we're coming out here and we're playing.
As far as standouts go on this team, Coach, who are a couple of individuals that you've been impressed with in the three games since the scrimmage contest?
And where if I say
we're about a week behind.
A couple returning players that had done really well for us.
And we talked about
back here in Vegas and play college of Southern Nevada. I think Tristan Booth has done outstanding for us as a defender.
We're ready.
Or we'll come down here and we'll play them back-to-back and we'll lose a couple of games.
New players, Guillermo Hernandez.
We think we're going to be very competitive. We think we're going to figure that out for us.
We think we have the talent.
Jake and the ability.
It's just a matter of getting everybody on the same side. Center back for us.
As far as standouts go on this team, Coach, who are a couple of individuals that you've been impressed with in the three games since the scrimmage contest?
A couple of returning players have done really well for us.
So we talked about Austin Munoz and
Goldberg, Tristan Booth has done outstanding for us.
Got to get away
defender.
From things that they did individually on our Austin club team and start relating to
Kelshaw,
Alexander.
What we want to do.
New players, Guillermo Hernandez,
he's done extremely well for us.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Ammon Bennett. Coach, we'll flip over. Let's talk about the women's soccer team here for a moment. Big victory for you guys yesterday. Knocked off Grand Canyon University's club squad 4-0. Before that, it was a 5-0 win over Colorado Mesa. We'd go all the way back to August 22nd. Again, Western Wyoming, a heartbreaker, a 2-1 setback. So, on the girls' side, I mean, how happy are you with where this team is sitting?
You got to get away from things.
I'm happier
individually than certainly what we were relating to. One of the things that we found was the things that they were struggling with were not things that we had anticipated.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Ammon Bennett. Coach, we'll flip over. Let's talk about the women's soccer team here for a moment. Big victory for you guys yesterday. Knocked off Grand Canyon University's club squad 4-0. Before that, it was a 5-0 win over Colorado Mesa. We'd go all the way back to August 22nd. Again, Western Wyoming, a heartbreaker, a 2-1 setback. So, on the girls' side, I mean, how happy are you with where this team is sitting?
Trying to get them to.
Well, I'm happier
a little bit more with starting where we were early on. One of the things that we found was the things that they were struggling with were not things that we had anticipated.
We're getting there.
As far as the women's program itself goes, it's been the one program at USU Eastern since its existence that has really kind of been a mainstay floating around the national rankings. Now, I know I talked to a lot of coaches, and they don't really care about the national rankings, but this is a team that did get some votes. Not ranked in the top 20, but did get some votes, so you guys have definitely caught the eye of people from all around the country. Is that something that bothers you at all, Coach, that you guys aren't ranked, knowing that this program has been? Do you use that as motivation, or are you kind of grouped in with the rest of the coaches and say, you know what, rankings don't mean anything?
Played much more up-tempo, much more dangerous.
Yes.
Now we just got to build on that.
As far as the women's program itself goes, it's been the one program at USU Eastern since its existence that has really kind of been a mainstay floating around the national rankings. I know I talked to a lot of coaches, and they don't really care about the national rankings, but this is a team that did get some votes. Not ranked in the top 20, but did get some votes, so you guys have definitely caught the eye of people from all around the country. Is that something that bothers you at all, Coach, that you guys aren't ranked, knowing that this program has been? Do you use that as motivation, or are you kind of grouped in with the rest of the coaches and say, you know what, rankings don't mean anything?
That there's people out there at the beginning of the NGCA ranking members will say,
hey, what about
The first thing I always look at, Coach, from an individual standpoint, when I open up the box score, I look at goals. And you guys on the women's side have been really, I mean, you spread it out. I mean, offensively, there's been a lot of parity in who is actually scoring for this team. I mean, that's obviously a good thing at this stage, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're
but we're still,
we
and we're still going
that
through some adjustments and trying to figure out certain players to play, but
it doesn't always mean
we've got 7, 8, 9 girls really that at any moment
can
gone, wow, why
can
are
score
they ranked?
Goals,
and I'm
so
sure people might think flying about
it. If that continues as a trend for us overall as a team,
beyond that, it doesn't mean anything for us.
It does a couple of things when I
look at the first thing I always look at goes from an individual standpoint when I open up the box score. I look at goals, and you guys on the women's side have been really, I mean, you spread it out. I mean, offensively, there's been a lot of parity in who's actually scoring for this team. I mean, that's obviously a good thing
at
this stage, right?
On any particular day, and so that's a good thing.
And we're still going through some adjustments and trying to figure out certain players to play, but
from a defensive standpoint,
7, 8,
they can beat us or somebody else at any moment.
So it can
score goals. And so
on the scouting side, for us,
if that continues as a trend for us overall,
now I don't have to worry about some superstar that I have to pay attention to.
It's a matter of let's get 11 on the pitch working hard together.
Yeah, they've scored 40 goals.
I'll end with this, Coach. This is the final road trip before you guys begin conference play again. You'll have to go back to Henderson next week. But what's the main emphasis here? What do you want to get accomplished over the next 24, you know, the 30 hours for your programs before we get into conference play?
From a defensive standpoint, see if they can beat us with somebody else.
Process. So it can cause some problems
with the players
and to want to make
for us. I love it.
The game,
you know, now I don't have to worry about
some superstar that I have to pay attention
to.
And then to start recognizing
let's get 11 on
the pitch
working hard together and making.
I'll end with this, Coach. This is the final road trip before you guys begin conference play again. You'll have to go back to Henderson next week. But what's the main emphasis here? What do you want to get accomplished over
the
next 24, you know, 30 hours for your programs before we get into conference play?
Well, simplify our play
in our thought process,
and then getting those players on the team
to want to make
all understand
and recognize their role.
Overly complicated.
I think once we get all of that on page,
and then
we're
start
about a week or two behind
a little bit more
of
our other teams
are doing and making,
which puts us right up when we're going
to
be playing these conference
games,
and hopefully they're ready to go.
All these players
that play
against now we're recruited.
Coach, it is always fun to talk with you. Thank you again for making time. I know you're busy out in Las Vegas. Best of luck tomorrow. We'll talk again. Again soon.
High school player.
Thanks.
So
appreciate it.
Little
again, that's Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squads. As both teams right now are on the road in Las Vegas. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going
to
recap the season opener last night for the Utah Utes. They earn a big victory over North Dakota. And we're on the eve of the first big Saturday of college football. That's all coming up here on this Friday edition of Drive Time Sports. KOA over at 7:30 FM and 7:50 AM.
And hopefully they're ready to go this next week.
Coach, it is always fun to talk with you. Thank you again for making time. I know you're busy out in Las Vegas. Best of luck tomorrow, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squads, as both teams right now are on the road in Las Vegas. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to recap the season opener last night for the Utah Utes. They earn a big victory over North Dakota, and we're on the eve of the first big Saturday of college football. That's all coming up here on this Friday edition of Drive Time Sports, KOA, 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.